This is Morning Edition on 89.1 and WGLT.org, Bloomington Normal's public media. Sarah Voss of the Wisconsin-based folk duo Dead Horses says early on she rebelled internally against the conservative strain of the Lutheran church she was brought up in. It's a denomination she characterizes as fundamentalist. I talked with Voss ahead of the Dead Horses show at the Howlett Hall in Bloomington tomorrow night. Voss says her songwriting to this point has reflected on that upbringing.
For whatever reason, for me, it always kind of comes back to reflecting on the way I grew up. I don't know why that is, and I don't know if it will always be that way, but I think I'm still trying to make sense of it, you know.
Well, let's go to a song on the new album, My Mother the Moon. It's called A Petal Here, A Petal There.
If the stars begin to dim, and if the earth ceases to spin, no matter where I am,
first of all, this is just a musically gorgeous song. I just love this.
Thanks.
But you go on to apologize to your mother and father in the song. What are you apologizing for?
Well, I think the words are sometimes there ain't no right, there ain't no wrong. And you're touching on a pretty philosophical lyric. It's kind of admitting that even as a child, I didn't believe in the black and white that I was being taught. There isn't always a right and a wrong. That was a very important truth for them, you know, teaching me, but I always knew deep down, even as a child, I don't believe in that. Even now, I don't really believe there's right and wrong so much as we have cultural norms and you have a conscience, and I believe in listening to that. But even that is a clue of, you know, the rules that you live in within society, and I do not believe that there's a higher intelligence that creates what's right and wrong. I think that we create those social structures.
Sometimes there ain't no right, there ain't no wrong. Ain't a new way to put it in a song. Sorry, Dad, I'm sorry, Mom. I think I've known it all along.
And it's also kind of a little bit of a nod to my sexual orientation, being gay, you know, kind of saying, I'm sorry, Mom and Dad, like, I'm sorry that you don't believe that that's okay, you know, and that you think that that's sinful. I'm sorry.
Well, that's an interesting twist. I didn't know that ahead of this interview. So how difficult was that to approach your parents with, and how did they react to it?
That was really hard for me. It took me until I was in, you know, my 20s. And I have to say, my parents are really great people. They're very loving. And I never, ever once doubted growing up. Just based on that alone, I feel like I had a good childhood. I understand that it challenges their worldview and their faith. And I've kind of had to say, well, that's not my responsibility. That's theirs. Because, you know, if you ignore that part of my life, you're missing out on a lot of my life.
I want to go to another song called Family Tapes. And part of the song talks about a homeless man. It's a minor recurring theme in some of your music. American Poor, Modern Man, Long Way Down. Either reference strangers, homeless people. Why is this so important to you?
That's a good question. I would put that at the core of what I would consider my spiritual beliefs, but even just really practical beliefs too. I think that the ability to put yourself in someone else's shoes, especially if it's someone that you don't know, don't understand, I see that as being kind of like the answer, you know, to a lot of our problems and a lot of our suffering.
Health, a condition of love and good sleep. He's known